The International Geophysical Year begins at midnight.
5, 4.
The great adventure
three,
is about to start.
2, 1, 0.
June 30th, 1957. His Royal Highness, the Duke of Edinburgh, introduces BBC television viewers to the International Geophysical Year, the IGY. The dream, to unite the world through science.
War, argument and controversy are new. Peaceful cooperation is a bore. I think that partly explains why so little has been heard about the International Geophysical Year until quite recently. It is international because 50,000 scientists from 63 nations are taking part. And it is geophysical because it is a study of the physical properties of the Earth. Its inside, its surface, and the atmosphere surrounding it.
I've spent the last year on and off going through the archives of some of the British scientific projects for the IGY. What struck me most, and what the archives of one particular expedition I've uncovered will reveal, I hope, over the next hour, is how much more we know now about the Earth than we did just 5 years before I was born. Some of the archives you'll hear reveal stories of scientific endeavour which have more in common with the heroic age of discovery than the world I've grown into. What I thought was going to be a trail into the familiar past has led me, naively, into a foreign country. In half a century, it seems, the way we look at the world has changed, quite literally.
One of the greatest snags in studying this world lies in the fact that we're on it. Observers can't see it from the outside, and it has always been a problem to find out just what is going on outside. But, odd as it may seem, we still know very little about the Earth. The deepest minds hardly penetrate the crust. Man has only managed to get a couple of miles below the surface of the sea, and only 16 miles above it. We don't know the Earth's shape accurately. We're not even certain that our maps show everything in the right place. During the IGY, scientists from more than 60 countries will be putting their heads together in an attempt to find out.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The International Geophysical Year was the first really large-scale, multidisciplinary, planet-wide study of the Earth.
My point of departure is the home in Oxford of historian Rip Bulkley. He's assembled one of the world's largest collections of IGY paraphernalia.
This is just a map of stations doing one particular discipline, which is geomagnetism.
And it's a map of the world.
Yep.
And every black dot represents a scientific station.
Exactly. But the most significant thing that comes out of this map is Antarctica, because there was very little science being done on a permanent basis in Antarctica before the IGY.
As the summer sun rose over the Antarctic this year, 12 nations are setting up a total of 22 observatories. You may think that 22 bases in the Antarctic would make for a bit of a crowd. But in fact, there are only 700 men there in a continent half as big again as Europe. This is the main Russian base at Mirny. And here is Little America, the first of several United States bases.
For Britain, the International Geophysical Year was coordinated by the Royal Society. 6 months before the IGY begins, their scientists, on board the MV Magadan, arrive at Halley Bay in the Antarctic.
Here is Magadan, unloading at Halley Bay, the main British IGY station on the coast of the Weddell Sea. The Commonwealth Transantarctic Expedition will also be doing IGY work.
Now, the Inch-In just about got room to go alongside, and we're only a few yards from the shore.
It's at this point my trail takes a twist. The arrival in Antarctica was recorded by Donald Milner for the Home Service. It turns out that the BBC had paid a whopping £30,000 to cover the story. Not of the Royal Society scientists at Halley Bay, but of the Commonwealth Transantarctic Expedition, also aboard the Magadan, en route to their own camp at Shackleton Base, 200 miles away, and led by Dr. Vivian Fuchs, a geologist and explorer of East Africa and Antarctica, otherwise known as Bunny.
And there goes the first line over. And Bunny Fuchs shouts through his loudhailer his greeting.
Hours of archive of the Transantarctic Expedition.